Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Blindness and sight. That's what our gospel story is all about today. In this wonderful miracle, the story of Jesus healing Bartimaeus, we learn something of what it means to journey out of darkness and blindness into light and the gift of seeing. Have you ever wondered what it was like to live physically and spiritually blind as a person? Have you ever thought about what difference it could make if you were blind and then suddenly Jesus came along and to give you the gift of sight? Come along with me this journey with Jesus today to find out more. So Mark begins the story by telling us that Jesus is on his way to Jerusalem. It is the Passover, and Jesus just arrived at Jericho, about 15 miles northeast of Jerusalem. So traveling through the town, crowds line the streets, and most likely to welcome Jesus, and others, though, to criticize him and find some reason to do away with him. It was customary for rabbis at this time to have a following, and they would teach as they traveled to Jerusalem for the Passover. As they were just about to leave, lo and behold, there was at least one heckler in the crowd. This one was perhaps different than many, though, since he was a blind beggar. Mark tells us his name is Bartimaeus. Mark doesn't make it clear whether or not Bartimaeus was born blind, although he hints at him perhaps having sight earlier in his life. In verse 51, Bartimaeus makes the following request of Jesus: "Let me recover my sight." And then in verse 52, Mark says, "He recovered his sight." It seems that he may have had sight before at an earlier time in his life. At any rate, to be a blind person at that time in that society was certainly absolutely no fun. As Mark tells us, Bartimaeus was a beggar. He was a desperate man. He had no secure means of making a living, condemned to a life on the streets of Jericho begging. Along with that, that was likely lots of scorn and derision from the general public, lots of judgment, which many religious folks associated in that day, associated with illness, with either inheriting the parents' sins or have committed some sin and didn't repent of it properly. So, to be blind, like Bartimaeus, meant to live as an outcast, to live in poverty. In spite of all the stigma attached to a life as a blind beggar, Bartimaeus was very persistent. He was determined, desperate, a desperate heckler that day when Jesus walked by him. We can hear it both in the tone of his voice and the words he speaks. Mark says he shouted at the first and later cried out even more loudly. In that cry, Bartimaeus' future hopes, now remember this, future hopes and dreams, his whole life, his destiny depended on gaining a hearing with Jesus. He had Jesus, heard about Jesus' reputation, and he was overjoyed that finally he could please God. So what does he do? He shouts out at the top of his lungs, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." However, there were some in the crowd ready to shout abusive words to Bartimaeus. I mean, you can almost hear him right now. "How dare you heckle Jesus? Get out of here. Away with you. You no good for nothing." In spite of all the judgment that was going on, the condemnation, in spite of all the loneliness. Can you think about that? The loneliness, the pain because of his status, and in spite of his own inner struggles with self-worth, Bartimaeus is determined not to be silenced this time and cries out with all the energy he has able to muster, "Son of David, have mercy on me!" It is rather telling, isn't it, that Bartimaeus, even though he is blind and a beggar, addresses Jesus as the Son of David. Although blind and a beggar, Bartimaeus may have been able to see more clearly spiritually than those religious folks who judge, condemned, and ridiculed him. He may have remembered that wonderful passage from Isaiah describing the Messiah's work. "I have given you as a covenant to the people, a light to the nations, to open the eyes that are blind, to bring out the prisoners from the dungeon, from the prison, those who sit in darkness." Bartimaeus' blindness felt like one dark prison. He was trapped. He could do nothing, no matter what. He could not do anything, no matter how he tried, to escape from this trap. He needed Jesus. He needed Jesus, the Messiah, the Son of David, to do this. Only the Messiah, and I repeat, only the Messiah could heal his blindness and release him from its dark prison. And he knew it, hence his loud plea. What sort of blindness are you experiencing? What kind of a dark prison is trapping you? What blindness do we need Jesus to heal for us? Our plea, our prayer, our deepest desire, our words of request to Jesus may be the same as Bartimaeus, as we shout, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." Whatever blindness may be keeping us trapped in our little dark prison, only Jesus can heal us. Bartimaeus trusted that this was true. Do we? As the story continues, Jesus stops in his tracks and actually instructs someone to call him, to bring him here. So Bartimaeus throws off his cloak, enthusiastically comes to Jesus. Then comes the wonderful encounter. Jesus asks Bartimaeus, "What do you want me to do for you?" Bartimaeus says, "My teacher, let me see again." And the word teacher indicates that Bartimaeus has a willingness to follow Jesus as a disciple. Jesus responds by saying, "Go your way. Your faith has made you well." Faith is complete trust in Jesus. Mark concludes the story by telling us that Bartimaeus' sight was regained and he followed Jesus. So today, Jesus asks you, "What do you want me to do for you? What is it you want Jesus to do for you?" It is an invitation. It's an invitation for us, each of us, to come and receive Christ's healing in our lives, whether our healing may be physical, emotional, mental, or spiritual. And like Bartimaeus, in response, we follow him on the way to his suffering, death, and resurrection, his way of life, healing, and salvation for all people. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting.
Amen.